So I've come up to St. Carthage's here, and Brian is here. Brian Willoughby, how are you, Brian?
Very good, Damien, thank you.
So talk to me, what's happening here tonight?
Tonight is a presentation of a cheque of the enormous amount of 60,000 euros, proceeds of Santa of the Strand, going half to us and half to the Capuquin Community Day Centre.
That's amazing.
Fantastic voluntary effort on behalf of everybody involved in Santa of the Strand. The amount of work, the amount of effort, the amount of free time that people give up to go down to Santa of the Strand and erect the whole situation is beyond belief, and we can't thank the public, especially the people in Lismore, enough.
Talk to me again of people that don't know, what is Santa in the Strand?
Santa in the Strand is it's actually an event that happens every Christmas in December, the first weekend in December. And what happens is people, voluntary people, go down and put the whole situation together, particularly for children. There's everything that a child could wish for coming up to Christmas. There's huts, there's cubicles, there's everything. And the children absolutely love it.
Like an amazing fairy wonderland.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Just amazing.
It's incredible.
I wasn't there this year. I was there the previous year. Now, I was blown away by it.
Oh, no, it's incredible. Like, I mean, I don't think anybody in this country would believe how good it is, because it's something that's unreal. And I mean, you hear of Lapland and you hear of all these different places, but actually we have our own Lapland in Lismore, the first weekend in December. Proof of the fact is that so many people book it online and turn up, and then you have also walk-ins. But again, I have to stress, it's all voluntary, and the amount of work that goes into it is incredible.
And to raise 60,000 euros in a small community, like Lismore is small, it's not that small, but it's small enough in the surrounding areas. The generosity of people, as you say, the volunteerism that was there, so to keep the cost down to a minimum, like 60,000 euros.
In this day and age, like it's absolutely
phenomenal.
Incredible. Yeah. And we're very, very appreciative, because this institution here, it's called St. Carthage's House, is actually St. Carthage's home, because the residents here, 41 of them, feel at home. They're so comfortable. The staff, outstanding, absolutely outstanding. And it's a voluntary board of management, and we run it as best we can. And thank God, touch wood, everything's going well.
What will the money be used for, do you know?
Oh, look, as you know, there's always gaps, there's always fingers in the ditch, there's always the well to be plugged. So we have a number of things going on at the moment, like painting, refurbishment. We recently, only a couple of months ago, installed a water softener, and that's doing the entire building, as you can imagine. A lot of toilets here, a lot of showers and stuff like that. So we've been able to replace that. There's always ongoing issues that have to be sorted. But thank God, everything's going well.
A wonderful crowd turned up for the cheque presentation. Rudy Lyons, Father Cullinan, Sergeant Ken O'Donovan. And I caught up also with Tom Murphy.
Tommy, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good.
What does this mean to you, this amount of money that was raised? It's phenomenal, isn't it?
It's phenomenal. But see, one of the things, we're a voluntary organisation, as everyone is aware. But it costs 1.2 million to run this place.
Wow.
You know.
A year.
That's
so you get so much money then from the residents.
We get, the residents pay roughly about 275, 280, depending on...
On different things.
Discretion.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah.
We have respite, which helps. But then the HSE give us money. But there's always a shortfall of 60,000-80,000, you know what I mean?
Is there every year? Yeah. And the government has been very good, and
yes,
I know ministers and politicians have been very good.
Has been excellent, so we can't complain. But it doesn't take, like, the past 75 new fire regulations, they cost us 96,000. Now, we were compliant with the last regulations, but the new guys came in.
Brought in your
and that's fine.
Yeah.
But it's 96,000 that you can't budget for.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't take a lot to, not to sink the ship, but to cause a wave, shall we say. You know, you have to replace a new sluice room, costs us 9,000. If we go for one of the washing machines, you're looking at 18,000. So, you know, so this is the level. No, thank God it's up to a good standard. We intend to keep it that way. But the average running is 1.2.
The Santa in the Strand, phenomenal the work.
Yeah, and it's phenomenal work. It's fantastic, because they're raising fantastic money for three charities. But from our aspect, it's taking a little bit of the strain away from the local community, who are fantastic to us. We won't have a one cent in West Waterford. But you would get people from outside West Waterford bringing their kids to St. Andrews Stand, and then shares the burden, if you know, for what they were better to them. You know, and we're having an open day, hopefully May or June. The open day is just to say thank you to the public, and also to show them where we spent their money, which is important. You can, you know, oh God, we got 4,000, or we got 100, or whatever we got. This is what we spent it on. So the building is open. There is no charge, or there's no collection. We have fun and games for the kids and a bit of music, but that's the name of the game.
So who have we got here now?
Bridget Lombard, the manager at the Capquin Day Centre.
Sheila Den.
Bridget, what will this money mean for you? How important is this? So, 30,000 euros. It's phenomenal, isn't it?
It's amazing funds raised by the committee of Centre de Strand. So last year's money, same again, it was amazing. So last year we got new floors down, new chairs for all our members, our plumbing up to date, our fire safety up to date. Without all them funds, we would have been struggling and doing fundraising ourselves to get everything up to standards at our centre. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the centre.
Oh, the centre is established in 1992, and it has really grown over the years, from small numbers to bigger numbers to present numbers, really.
It's a centre, it's a place where people can come and gather and relax.
Absolutely.
And there's no pressure on anybody.
No pressure at all.
It's fabulous.
Plenty of fun and games and chit-chat.
Music and bingo and cards and outings. Every summer we do a group outing. Yeah, we're open 3 days a week. And the elderly come in. We've got a hairdresser, chiropodist, musicians. We link up with the primary school. They come over, do Christmas carols and things like that.
That's brilliant.
So, yeah.
And then there's the volunteers helping out as well, and fundraising.
Yes,
and everything.
Sea scheme people.
Yeah, so many people involved.
Yeah, very helpful. We're very lucky, really.
We are very lucky.
Excellent. Yeah. So again, this money will go a long way.
It sure will.
It will.
Yeah.
Oh, people involved, they work so hard, don't they?
I sure do.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
They're committed to the finest degree. Just absolutely.
Brilliant, yeah. Great crowd turned up for the presentation, and hello to all the residents in the wonderful St. Carthage's, and especially the staff, amazing staff, and the voluntary committee, and everybody in the Lismore area. Gráinne Moynihan said a few words. Hello to Geraldine Barry as well. She's a stalwart in the community. Róisín Dennis, and a special mention to Jimmy O'Gorman. And people were thinking of Jimmy's wife, Anne, who died earlier last year. Lovely, lovely lady. Wonderful lady. Wonderful people in Lismore and Capquin.
Chairman of the board, I would like to extend a hearty welcome to each and every one of you here this evening on what is a very special and joyous occasion. So, with further ado, I'm going to introduce you to the chairman of St. Andrews Strand, Rudy Lyons.
Ladies and gentlemen, Reverend Fathers, you're all very, very welcome here to St. Carthage's.
Volunteers, to this gentleman here to my right, and to Julie, for the huge, huge effort that they put in getting their replacements to help as well. All our Santies, all our Mrs. Clauses, you know, it's a fantastic effort. To our sponsors, you know, to all the people that help put the site together, all the lads that are down there with me, in wet days and dry days, in all different types of days, you know, putting their shoulder to the wheel, the people decorating the site, the amount of time and effort that goes into it is phenomenal. You know, our traders, the people that are down there, our hurdy-gurdies, our animal owners, Mike Mangan, a special tribute to Mike Mangan, you know, a huge, huge amount of work from Mike Mangan with regard to our animals. Our animals are a huge, huge attraction. And to the Little Blue Heroes, parents, families and our friends, it's a great honour for us to have their involvement every year, because we can see not alone the joy we bring to these little kids, but the joy that we bring to their families, which I know is hugely appreciated.
On my side, I'd like to acknowledge the support of Waterford City and County Council, and also Lismore Estates, who've been very important in the event and how we've run the event over the last couple of years, but especially in 2025. I also want to thank an Garda Síochána, who have been hugely important, and the team within the Gardaí in supporting the event and in enabling the Little Blue Heroes to attend the event each year. Because it's, you know, these are children that are seriously ill, and it is a big effort to come, sometimes long distances to Lismore, and the Gardaí are very involved in making that happen. So we appreciate that hugely. And the state is getting ever more involved in the event. And really, I think also, if I talk about Lismore Estates, the lighting of the Santa Tower this year has been particularly effective, as has the lighting of the bridge in Lismore. And that idea, that was all created with our cooperation with Lismore Estates. And particularly, I want to thank Dennis Nevin, who's the head butler to Lord Burlington, and to Helen Courtney, who's here this evening, the general manager of the estate. They've been hugely supportive in firing our imagination. And that firing our imagination is what has helped us connect with people who come to the Strand, but also with those that are passing through Lismore. And I'm really pleased that as a group, we're much more rounded, we're much stronger as a team than we would have been 6 years ago. But that's what cooperation does. That's what working together does over a number of years, and keeping the same team together and building out that team every year. So I wanted to thank you all for everything you've done to support that, and I'm looking forward to a great 2026.
We are going to do something down on the Strand, and it was a brutally cold, miserable day. You were standing in from the cause raining, and there you were. I think that's a picture you painted for me, Rudy. While you were there, two ladies, as you see, arrived up, prepared, and into the water with them on that winter's day. Disbelief, you said, now we're not cracked, now we're not insane, now we're on the right line. It's an incredible achievement. To the mountains you had to climb with issues, and you negotiated them. You held your nerve. You didn't lose patience. You bore with it. You soldiered on. And it's a fantastic experience of community and communion. All the different age groups are brought together for a shared purpose and a shared vision of what community is about, and reaching out to the different generations, whether it is young and old, because what the young people get from being involved on the Strand those days, those evenings, the magic of being working and dressed up, that's fantastic. Sure, there'll be all the amount of actors and actresses that have been coached on the Strand. Like, does anyone realise this? The resource, there's no doubt the drama group in Lismore will have fantastic lot of resources because of Rudy's and your committee for developing space for young people to do something that connects with their imagination.
And there was some lovely tea and butterfly buns. Hello to Mary and all the staff, the kitchen staff there at the wonderful St. Cartages. Butterfly buns were unreal. Ah, they were unreal. Hello to those in the local newspapers, and the Dungarvan Leader were there on the night. Well done, folks. Hello to Joe Bell, John Pratt was there, and many others. So well done to everybody in Lismore. €60,000. €30,000 for St. Carthage's, €15,000 for Capaquin, and €15,000 for the Little Blue Heroes.